And then, so you were there 45, 46.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, when I got to...
Don, I don't know if he'd be interested in, but you've always told me, and you showed it to me when we was in the hotel out there, that place where you said there's all that ammunition. But you said you had that big brick fall down.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Was it in the tunnels?
Oh, me, I forgot about that.
Near,
yeah.
It's near...
what's
the last hotel we was in.
Catalan.
Yeah, Catalan Bay.
Yeah.
You know the road that goes up to the Catalan Bay?
Yes.
It's all, there was all, tunnels going
thing.
Through there. And there was a hospital just inside there.
Yes.
Quite a big hospital just inside there. And we was on guard there one night because there was rocks falling down.
Okay.
So we had to go and report if there's any rocks falling down. Anyway, we were sitting there, it must have been about 2 in the morning, 1, 2 in the morning, and somebody said, have a cup of tea. So I said, oh, I'll do it. So I went out, and the tap was just outside. Filled this kettle up, come back in, it all crashed. It was just, what? Somebody said, what was that? I said, bugger if I know, let's go and have a look. Went outside, and where the tap was, and where I stood, there was a bloody great rock come down. Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. If I'd have been there seconds before, I wouldn't be here now.
Closer to
yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Just the thing that happened in just seconds, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Which leads on to another point is all the tunnelling they had done. They'd done something like 25 miles or something.
Yeah, yeah.
There were underground. They said that they were underground hospitals. Did they ever use them? Do you know?
That I don't know.
Did you know your way around the tunnels?
That was an underground one, what we was looking after.
Mm. Did you...
I suppose it was used, I don't know. I don't really know if it was used or not.
Did you know your way around the tunnels?
A lot of them, yeah. Quite a lot, because we worked in a lot of them.
And what were they used as?
A lot of them were ammunition places. We used to go in and... Because after the tunnels were made, they sort of done with...
corrugated iron.
Yeah, like with a base on the table and rot. And they used to rot at the top. We used to go in and change them when the water come through and stuff like that.
Yeah, and putting gates on and doors and stuff.
Stuff like that,
So that's a lot of it was ammunition dump.
Oh, yeah.
Were there any... Was there some REME or RE workshops and things there?
Well, anything had to be done was done, I suppose. I don't know where it was done, but it was always done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I meant workshops, you know, like vehicle workshops in the rock.
Oh, yeah.
And were they, at this stage, was there still... Were the infantry regiments and the artillery units being reduced at this stage, or were they
I think
they
was all getting cut back then. Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah.
Because the threat had receded, And
well, they was demobbing people pretty quick then, weren't they?
Okay. And when you first got there, were there lots of gun emplacements?
Oh, God, all over the place, yeah. We was destroying a lot of them.
Were you?
Yeah, they was all over the place. Yeah, we used to drill them out and blow them up and clear them, you know.
Really?
And
take the gun, remove the actual guns? And
no, they was already taken out.
Were they?
Yeah,
but it would be the gun platforms.
Yeah. Mm. Or the boxes.
No, Don.
Sorry, the boxes. What they were in, you know.
Yeah. And there'll be ammunition bunkers up there as well.
All sorts of things. Yeah, they did get rid of a hell of a lot after the war. Yeah.
Okay. And searchlights and stuff.
Well, I don't really know about them.
Because there's these traditional photos of all the searchlights and. But of course Gibraltar was never really seriously attacked apart from once by the Italians, I think.
That part where I was talking about where that rock fell down, they were mostly Italians that lived there.
Were they?
That was an Italian. They were fishermen really.
Okay.
In the old days.
Oh, are you talking Italian POWs?
Yeah, no. People that lived there.
In Catalan Valley.
Yes, they
came from Genoa.
Yeah, is that where they came from?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And they were all fishermen originally.
Fishermen, that's right.
Did you ever go to a local bar? There was a couple of little local bars in Catalan Bay. Did you ever go there?
No, not really.
Or eat there?
No. The only bars we went to were the British more than the others.
Yeah. Okay, and so then 46, you left. What happened to you there?
46 or 47. 47. I got demobbed from there.
Oh,
jumpers,
did you?
Yeah. Got demobbed from?
Eh?
Jumpers.
Jumpers, yeah.
Mm. No jumpers?
Okay.
Yeah, there's a picture of it there.
Okay.
Mm.
Yeah. And then came back to the UK.
Came back to the UK, yeah.
And overall, and then you apparently you've been, when did you next go back?
Oh.
What, to live?
Well, just to visit before, and to live.
To visit. Went back to visit. We stayed in the that hotel.
Rock Hotel.
Which was that?
When was that, do you know?
We lived in Spain at the time.
Twenty years ago.
Bring your chair closer. And
oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's. I just can say, let me. Can I? If I pop you there, that will pick it up. Is that okay? So, when after you were demobbed, what was the next time you were there?
Years and years and years
when
after
we went,
that.
When we went to the Rock Hotel.
Yeah, but what year was that?
Oh, well, I'd say...
Roughly.
We've been only 10 years. We lived in Spain for 7 years.
Mm.
Then we went to Gib for 5 years.
Okay.
So, beyond that...
So would it have been in the 80s or...
Over 20 years ago.
So would it be in the 80s you went there?
Must be.
And you, so you, so you went to... What made you go to live there?
After we moved to Spain, didn't we?
When were you married? Okay.
1950.
Okay.
Something like that.
Yeah.
1950.
Okay. That's a sign of a good marriage where you don't have to remember dates.
It's
anyway.
Well, over 60 years, isn't it?
And then you went to work in... You went to live in Spain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whereabouts
in
Spain? I retired. Just before... I wasn't retired. You were retired.
I retired.
They retired at 65.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you work as after leaving the army?
Decorating.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you went... Whereabouts in Spain did you live?
Costa del Sol.
Okay.
Costa del Sol. Yeah.
Okay.
We was there for 5, 6, 7 years. And then our son Matthew, who was with us, because he was the youngest one, got a job down in Gibraltar.
Okay. What job did he do?
He's a jeweller.
He's a jeweller.
A jeweller?
Yeah.
So he got a job down there.
Yeah.
Met this lady.
Yeah. Local lady.
Yes. Lived with her. And he said to us, it's too much hassle to keep coming across the border. Us to see him and him to see us.
Yeah.
Why don't you sell the villa and come and live down in Gib?
Okay.
And that's what we done.
So
brilliant, lovely.
Yeah.
And tell me this story now. Jointly, tell me the story of your 5 years there. So whereabouts did you live in Gib?
Just round the corner.
Wait a minute, it's got a name. Hospital Road?
Hospital Road,
yeah.
You had an apartment
the
there?
The flats, yeah. Sunnyside House, number
Sunnyside
16.
House.
Number 16, there you And roughly what year? 50s or into the...
Later than that.
70s or 80s?
Well, if we was in Spain for 6 or 7 years and then we went down to Gib.
Mm. So in the 70s, was the border open?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sometime in the 70s, probably.
Must have been.
Yeah, okay.
Well, let's put it this way. I was already retired then, wasn't I?
Yeah.
We moved to Spain. I wasn't retired. I was 58. We lived there, and then I was retired. Then we went down to Gib.
Okay.
So I was turned 60.
Okay.
And now I'm 82.
So 20 years ago. So probably, oh, we're talking
easy
80s.
Mm. Oh yeah, yes. Yeah.
Had the border previously been closed and been opened?
Yes, it had. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So it would have been, say, early 80s for roughly.
Yeah.
And how did you find going back to Gibraltar after the war years?
Totally different, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was okay. Yeah.
It was all right, but
you didn't like it when you was there, but
no,
when we lived there, it was different.
Different altogether.
Yeah,
place had livened up, and it was
had family. And
yes.
Family was there. It was nice. Yeah.
You had your one son. Where was the other one?
Other two. England.
Okay.
Yeah. He's got a jewel shop here. That one.
Yeah. Okay.
But it was okay. I didn't mind it. It's quite nice.
Yes. And were there many, you know, had the food supply was okay, wasn't
it? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was Safeways.
Yes.
Then.
Yeah. Okay.
It was Safeways.
Little tiny one.
And then
it was Marx's, the little tiny one.
Yeah.
And that must have been quite strange going back there when, you know, first time all of Gibraltar was the garrison.
Yeah.
You go back,
and it was a different place altogether.
And there was RAF North Front, a bit of Navy, and a bit of infantry down near Roper Point.
Yeah.
So there was a lot less, wasn't there?
There was, and I soon got to know people that was in the military through them.
Yeah.
And people said, oh, blimey, we know somebody that was in your lot, you know.
Yes.
I met them, and I got back in with them.
Yeah,
you know?
Joined the association,
the Royal Engine, was it Royal Engineer Association?
Yeah,
yes,
and that it was an active group in
Europe.
Yeah,
you went to a meeting
every month.
We went to all the dinners and things.
Yes, wonderful. Yeah, and then so did you meet any local people, any local Gibraltarians?
That's in the story.
What was that
about her father-in-law? Her father.
What, Lillian's family?
Yeah. I didn't know the guy. I never really knew him. But before I was demobbed, as you come up from
Jumpers
up from where we was based, there was a little stall. It's still there now. A brick stall sort of thing, you know. And you should sell cigarettes and stuff. And I knew this guy, because I used to get cigarettes there. He was only a young man then. And afterwards, when my boy married, he married his daughter.
His guy's daughter.
But I didn't know that.
And so you went back again after all those years
and
met him again.
Yeah,
so you knew him.
Yeah.
Well, that's...
Yeah. But to be quite honest with you, Don, when you was there and you come up them stairs with your kit bag on your back,
I said, I'm never coming back to this place again.
But we ended up living there.
Yes,
It just shows you, doesn't it?
And how did you find Gibraltar?
I thought it was nice.
Mm. Yes.
I'm sorry I've come home. Mm.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes. And you like the climate. Was there much for you to do?
I'm a housewife, aren't I, really? I mean, I can find plenty to do.
Yeah.
And you go downtown and you see your family.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have something to eat.
Did your son eventually marry?
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
And whereabouts was the wedding?
In the old register office.
Okay.
Which is up. Do you know the old register office?
Roughly, yes.
It's that narrow way.
Mm.
Just before Governor's
House. Oh, yes, in one of Secretary Lane or something.
No, that's the new one.
Oh, is it?
This is the old one.
The
it's
old
where
one.
The court was.
Okay.
And the register office.
Okay. I roughly know the opposite.
Very nice.
Yes, it's focused up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's moved now. It's moved to around the back.
Yeah, okay. And so you had quite a good social life out there,
didn't
you?
Yeah, of course.
Better than here.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. because you go out for night time.
And yes. There's more clubs and things, weren't there, out there?
Hmm.
Social clubs.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
Gibraltarian clubs, but they're
but
all.
But you go in them.
Yeah, go in them.
They welcome you. You're pensioners.
Yes. Different people altogether.
So, in a way, did you find that the relations with meeting the Gibraltarians were
totally different? Yeah.
It was a lot easier second time round in the 80s than it probably was.
Yeah.
You know, because maybe, you know, around 44, 45, you know, they had been evacuated out and then come back to find the whole of their home was a garrison.
Yeah.
So they may have been, you know, keeping themselves to themselves.
Yeah, they did and we did, I suppose, in a long roundabout way.
But when you went back in the 80s, then it was
different.
It was different altogether.
Yeah.
It was nice.
Mm.
Lovely.
Yeah. And did you find them more, I suspect they would have been more of a community, more of a confident, you know.
Everybody talked to one another.
Yes.
Didn't they?
Having a Gibraltarian daughter-in-law and going out with them of an evening, she took you to other places, like the fire station.
Oh, yeah.
That is built now. They had
near Amina.
Yes. They've got can't call it a restaurant really.
It's a little canteen thing.
But we went in there for a meal and it's all Gibraltarian.
Yes.
Same as Spanish food.
Yes.
You go in there. It's nice, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, lots of places you can go.
You know, what places we didn't know.
They do,
they and she know.
Yeah.
Yes. And they're very proud to be British. How did you find that?
But when we went back.
Yeah.
Mm.
More British than we are.
Much more British than we are.
They're more patriotic than more people in this country.
Yeah. And very keen on maintaining the link.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they wouldn't want to break away from us.
No.
No.
And, of course, they had suffered in the late 70s or early 80s, the border closing.
That's right, yeah. I can see that happening. Well, I can't see it happening this time because they're in too much of a state, aren't they?
Yeah.
think it's
Well, Spain.
Yeah. And all the value of the workers coming across.
Yeah.
But, so it must have been, early 70s they closed the border.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But did people sort of go much into Spain when you went back there a second time around?
Oh yeah.
You
used to go there shopping.
Do a shopping.
It's a big supermarket over in past La Linea.
It's a big supermarket.
Continente.
And you went there for your shopping as well. Fresh vegetables.
We used to go over there
once a month.
We used to go and do a shopping.
And did you go up? Did you just remain those 5 years? Just remain in Gibraltar, or did you travel?
Yes, we used to go to the coach station in London and get the coach. We went up to Seville.
Oh yeah, we used to go all over the
place. You know, where the coaches go.
Yes.
It's nice.
Yeah.
We went over North Africa, didn't we?
Oh yeah.
Went over there. Yeah. Took the kids over there once.
Suter or somewhere. And what prompted you to then move back?
Her daughter.
Okay.
She said we've been away long enough.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And your son's still over there, is he?
Oh yeah, he's got a shop there, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
A shop on Main Street or?
Just off Main Street. It's called Cratchit's Ramp.
Oh yes.
Just off.
Yeah. And he's still a jeweller.
Yes.
Family?
Yes.
So you've got grandchildren there?
Yes.
Yeah. And how are you with, you know, the extended family, with your daughter-in-law's family?
Okay.
Yeah, it's good, yeah.
Okay,
yeah, no
see
problem.
The children once a year.
Yeah.
Okay,
So you still go out there now?
Every year, once a year.
Yeah. Mm. And how do you find, we're nearing the end of the session now, so how do you find Gibraltar nowadays?
Oh, lovely place.
I think it's
okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
If we could do it, I mean, we're getting too old there, but
it costs you such a lot of money to move
too much
time.
To move, yeah. We'd go back if
would
we
you go back?
I
would
go
do,
back.
Yeah, we'd go back.
But you can't find anywhere.
That's the only place that I know in this in, well, wherever you go, I've been all over the place. It's the only place I know where
every religion,
they all mix.
They all get on.
You've got Muslims, you've got the Jewish, you've got everything.
Everybody's
here.
Yes.
And nobody argues up there. We've had them in our place. We had a guy come in. What was he?
What to do?
The guy that done our kitchen. He was a Muslim, wasn't he? Lovely guy. He come in, done it all on his own.
Yeah.
Marvellous, I thought.
Yeah.
You'd never get an Englishman do what you're doing
there.
Oh, God.
So very friendly.
Yeah, everybody.
And Gibraltar as a little country in itself, quite confident.
It is a country on its own. I've never known one like it.
Mm.
Yeah. It's true because I mean, I've got three sons, and just say years ago when, I don't know if you know the religion, Jewish religion.
No, yes. Well, I know of it, yes. And we've interviewed some people from.
Well, just say, for instance, one of the boys was walking down the road with a capel on his head. He'd get started on here. They get knocked off his head, but they don't do it there.
No.
Everybody respects it.
The only people you see look or maybe laugh a little bit, and I would have a go at them anyway, is the tourist.
Yes.
If they see, you know, they look like that and laugh, because they don't know the meaning.
No.
And I'd like to get up and say something.
Yeah.
But other than that,
it's all very relaxed.
Yeah.
And so there's a bit of Gibraltar in your nationality now, isn't there?
It is now. I suppose so.
Yeah, so you're sort
a place I'd never wanted to go and see again. I'd go back and live there tomorrow if I could.
But you can't find anywhere
now.
Not like we had.
No.
Oh, yeah.
It's all being built to buy, and they're very, very expensive.
Yeah. Too dear.
Yeah. Well, I think, Donald, your last comment about that just about sums it up. So any other final stories you wanted to say about Gibraltar? Think of anything?
Not really. Why are you laughing?
Well, I don't know. Telling that one about when we broke into them rocks and found that place.
What?
I don't know if I should tell him that. Really.
What was that?
Go on. I can always...
He can rub it off.
Well, one day an officer came down and he picked about five of us out. You, be here on parade, off parade. Go and get this, go and get it. You drive the lorry. And we went up the rock, through some gates, right the way up the rock. And it's been in the paper, this. And he said, right, start drilling there. And had his drill tube, broke this thing into the rock, and there was a tunnel. We went in, and it was a tunnel which I've heard different stories about it. If something happened to the rock in the old days, they'd have put people up there, you know, like the governor and this, that.
Yes.
I've heard that story, and I've heard another story about it.
So if the Germans had, had Spain sided with Germany, and they attack the rock.
Yeah.
Then what's the story? Firstly, tell me the story about the governor.
Well, I don't know whether it was the governor or whoever was there of importance would have gone into this place.
Right.
And could have. It was a big place.
Like a little keep.
Yeah, it was. And at the other end of it, it was a spy place. You could look right the way through all the shipping and everything. They could have picked everything out for that as well.
Okay.
Anyway, I heard that one, and I heard another story. About they'd have put somebody else in there just to spy on this, that, and the other. Yep. I heard that one.
Yes.
Anyway, we was told to. So what we got to do in here? See what we.
So the officer knew exactly what he was after.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was all, what's the name? Dental equipment.
Okay.
Yeah. So we took all that out, and I found four. Well, there was more than four. There was lots of. Jars of rum.
Okay.
In big kegs, like, so I went forward and stuck them in the motor, and lots of other stuff we took.
So it was a storeroom, was it?
This part was where we took the stuff out of, yeah. But it was a big, big place.
And it had all been sealed up?
Yeah, it had been, up to the time we went there, yeah. And I've never found it since, because I've been up and looked, and I've never found it since. There was a lot of apes right at the back of it.
Yeah.
And there was a gate at the bottom, but they could never find where.
But it was like a secret sort of tunnel and accommodation.
We've been up there, haven't we?
Yeah, we've been up there. Matthew's been up there.
My son's been up there in a car, and we've looked and looked.
Because it's been published now that there, had the rock been captured, there would have been little hideaways which people
would
have
been in.
This was one of them.
This was one of them.
Yeah.
Only for the important people.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we took what we did out there, and he took what he wanted, and left us what we wanted. And
did you brick it up again, or left it open?
No, it was all bricked up again.
It was all bricked up again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, it was sealed up. We didn't do the sealing. They had it done afterwards.
And do you know what he was after? What he took away?
I don't know. Dental equipment. He took the dental equipment. Why? I don't know. Whether he was a dentist or not. No. I don't know. He knew what he wanted anyway.
That's really, really fascinating. Because that's the sort of last thing really is, when you were out there during the war, the early part of the war, there was a lot of spying from the Germans in La Linea.
There was a lot of that went on.
And there was the Italian mini subs.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you hear about any of that?
No. That was all finished time.
Did anybody talk to you about it? Can you remember?
Not really, no.
And there was a vessel over the old tier, I think, which is used as a mini base. That was still there when you were there.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Did you know anything about that?
No. Well, you never got to know about things like that, really.
No. Yeah.
Maybe it's more interesting what you had to do there.
Yes.
And it wasn't a good place to be, not for a soldier anyway. No. Money wasn't good.
And during your time there in the war, I mean, did a lot of Spanish still come over there to work?
No, not so much Spanish. More the women come over to dance in the hotels, I think.
In the Trocadero.
Trocadero and places like that. Yeah, there was two or three of them. I remember the Trocadero, but I can't remember. There was two or three down there.
And was that considered a sort of...
The other one was a Winter Gardens or...
Winter Gardens.
Winter something. Yeah, it was about three or four.
And it was like a nightclub, was it?
Yeah, they were like clubs,
With the beer twice the price.
Yeah, yeah. So if you had a couple of bob, you went in. If you didn't, you didn't go.
Okay, but overall, when you went back there, you know, now, looking at Gibraltar... You look at it with different light. And it's a nice place for your special place.
I think so.
And do you think it should remain British?
Definitely. If I was young enough, I'd go out and fight for it.
Oh yes, keep Gibraltar British.
When we had a car, we had one on the back of the car.
Oh right, yes. Right. Well, I mean, we. Having this interview where there is a bit of tension and the Navy's going to visit out there and everything else, but I'm sure it will...
They'll keep their distance, the Navy, and they're sending a few troops out there to walk about.
Yeah.
That'll all get back.
Yeah.
It'll all get back.
It's been happening for 300 years, so...
And
you still have a lot of... Do you maintain contact with some local people out there still?
Only when we're there.
Only when we're there.
You see them in the street, down Main Street. Yeah.
And you catch up with them a bit. Yeah. Right, and plans to go again?
Next year.
Oh, we'll go in September next year.
Okay. We've got a wedding next year here.
So we can't go earlier.
Okay.
We'll go in September.
Right. Well, that was lovely and really fascinating. Thank you very much.
That's all right. You're welcome.